Hello?
Hi, I lost you.
I know, it's his damn phone. I've been telling him for years to
get a new one.
Different phone, yeah.
Yeah, this one's old. It's pretty old.
Yeah, it just
might be as old as him.
No, then it would have been like the kind where you talk into the piece.
Dial tone, yeah, the one like the rotary.
No, I'm talking even further back where it's like on the
when you got a crank.
Yes.
So
you should have asked him, bust his balls and said, "Do you have one of those old crank phones?"
What if he says yes? I would laugh. Actually, I do.
He had me dying this morning when he answered the phone sperm bank. Did he really tell spam caller yesterday?
Yeah. He really did. I was seeing you right there. It's so funny. But we have here in Atlanta, we have so many people. They, like, I don't know how they fix their number to where the number looks like it's 325,
yeah.
Like it's our area code, but it's not. And I have my boyfriend's cousin, he's like, I think it's his parents' cousin, so it's like his second cousin. He's like an older man also. And he'll answer the phone, Lano Morgue, and we don't have a morgue in Lano. They go to the funeral home. So he's like, Lano Morgue, and they'll start asking for him. And he's like, no, this is the morgue. We had a really bad accident this morning. There's bodies everywhere. I just answered a phone that rang. I can't give out any information. So we contact the family, and they won't call him back at all. And I'm
That's
one way to do it.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I know.
All they have to do is look up Lano Morgue and know that Lano does not have a morgue. It's too little.
So are you having a good time working with Gary? You busted his chops?
I am. Yeah. I always mess with him because I just work right next door, so I see him pretty much every day. But I only work with him during December, help him out a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have a son? You have a little son, right?
No, I have three daughters are all grown, and I have six grandkids.
Oh, get out of town. Why did it?
Yeah, my youngest daughter is 22, and she has no kids, so the six are for my oldest two kids.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't sound like it. I always thought, why did he make it seem like you were in your 30s?
I'm actually 46. I'll be 47 in July. But he may think I'm 40. Actually, a lot of people are, like, surprised to hear my age. I don't know. I just take really good care of my skin, and I used to surf. And dopamine gives you the happy thing in your brain and keeps you young. So
yeah.
Surfing is like a drug. It produces dopamine. It's great.
Where in the world did you surf? Like, did you go?
So in Corpus. I'm from Corpus Christi. I mean, they don't have giant waves, but they got, like, 5-6 footers. Keeps you busy.
Wow,
yeah.
My son is 21, and when we went to Puerto Rico, we went to one of the, like, best surf beaches because
mm-hmm.
he wanted to learn how to surf. And he's like,
yeah.
Mom, it's harder than you freaking
know. No, it's hard, yeah.
To time
the waves.
The
way I, like, teach people is on land. I have them get on the surfboard and pop up like a Pop-Tart into your stance you're going to surf on. And, like, you know what I mean? And so you're laying on the board, and you pop up and stand up like you're going to catch a wave. And you got to keep doing that so you can, like, do it on the water. And then mainly just paddling out and paddling in. But over there in Corpus, we have, like, we cheat. We have, like, a natural escalator. We paddle out by the jetties, and the jetties are, like, the